You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hit it. This ain't no disco.
Live from Los Angeles, California, this is the Todd Albaugh Show.
This is L.A.
And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, live from L.A., it's Todd Albaugh.
Down the road from Santa Monica Boulevard, we are live here at Hermosa Beach across Wisconsin and on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here at Hermosa Beach, just down from the beautiful Underground Pub, the now official sports bar of the Todd Albaugh Show. Whenever we are in Los Angeles for hour number two of the big program, it is the 26th of September, a Thursday, a great day to be a Wisconsinite, particularly if you're in a Wisconsinite who is in SoCal. Kelly Call, the former president of CBS Entertainment, and as important, if not more, for this segment, he is the producer, one of the great new film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. He's a coffee guy. He's a grad and an alum of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, literally a Cali Badger.
That was the thought. It's on the license plate, yeah.
It's been, well, Kelly, thanks for your generosity of your time. Thanks for spending this time with us. And again, thanks to you and your production partner. I guess your cousin. I didn't know
He's
this.
He's my cousin, yeah.
Sean Hannish.
23andMe is a funny thing.
You didn't know that until 23andMe?
We had no idea.
Get out.
Like, we're pals in college. We moved out to L.A. at the same time, you know, 30 years ago. And he's the godfather to my son. You know, we didn't know any of this.
And then, way.
Just goofing around at 23andMe. And I said, I texted him. I'm like, I got a story for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Super cool.
Pretty funny.
Well, the movie's doing fantastic all across Wisconsin. It's opening up in new markets this weekend, particularly Rhinelander in Eau Claire in northern Wisconsin. Kelly's going to run him down right now. You see, this is how prepared this guy. No wonder he took CBS to number one. He's always prepared. What do you got for us, Kelly?
I got Cedarburg, Portage, Eau Claire, Bayview in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. Rhinelander, and Country Club Hills, Illinois.
Very good. The new theater's opening this weekend in addition to all the great Marcus Theaters across the state of Wisconsin. Go to marcustheaters.com if you want to see it in one of those theaters. And you can go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com to see all of the listings across Wisconsin and northern Illinois. We're going to open up your Civic Media app because we're going to give you a chance to win, I believe, yes, more gold this hour here. Somebody's going to win some gold jewelry and a chance for some green and gold tickets. Have to be very careful, Kelly. Now you were big time in networked. Did the lawyers ever frustrate you?
All the time, yeah.
The lawyers have made it very clear to Todd. There's specific language I'm allowed to use in this contest, and specific language
it's
I can't.
Advertisers who skirt around the Super Bowl and call it the big game.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That kind of thing.
It's
yeah.
exactly that
yeah,
kind of thing.
There you go.
So we'll do that in a second. But I want to, Cam has been very patient in Appleton, listening on WISS out of Oshkosh. And if you want to ask Kelly a question, and again, we just have to be respectful. We're not going to give out any inside network secrets here, but a general question from his days at CBS or about the movie Just a Bit Outside, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cam, thank you for being patient and waiting through the break there. What do you got for us today, Cam?
I have this movie idea. No.
Perfect.
I'm offended a little. I'm offended that you give the warning before you answer my call. I'm always respectful.
No. It's
ever,
just in general, you understand? Because
on the tax line.
No, you're fantastic. Hey, it wasn't about you specifically. It's just, you know, you always got somebody out there going, oh, you know, I want their dirt on so-and-so. And that's not why we're here. We're just here to have a good time. But, you know, it was not directed at you, Cam. But go ahead.
it's never the presidents that are really the ones that they always harbor the blame. And this isn't meant to be ass-kissy, but I understand that it's usually a shareholder thing that drives any decisions for things. But I wanted to talk about the Seinfeld thing earlier that you had brought up. And you guys had mentioned a sentiment that you missed, people being able to go into work and be able to chat about what show was on the last night, right? And
yep.
I don't think that that's lost. I think that it's shifted into a new style. And not that you guys were saying that it's completely lost, because I know that. But I work from home, and I never, ever intend on returning back to office. I worked from home before COVID, but I still talk to my friends online about video games is a really good example. There's the collection of video games out there is far smaller than the amount of shows that are out there. So it's more likely that you'll run into someone that's played a game that you've played if they play games. People will talk about that form of media, or Twitch streamers that are playing games, they talk about those, or anime. But for TV shows, if you want to expand and watch shows that might have been given slightly more of a chance, I highly recommend that people check out shows that are in Japan, Spain, or British media, kind of. Because those shows will go on a little bit longer rather than just shift because of what shareholders are wanting.
Interesting question, Cam. I really appreciate the call. Kelly, I can't remember which of the Star Trek original movies it was. Was it Spock or Kirk that said, could it be that you and I have grown old? I mean, to Cam's point, I mean, it's a different time and people view things differently.
It is a different time. And it's, I think we talked about earlier, there's no turning the clock back here. It's a new world. Interesting what he mentioned about video games. Video games are massive. And, you know, we talked about the competition for our shows. When I started, it was the other networks, and then started to be cable. Now it's everything.
Yeah.
You know, when I finished, the competition was every show ever made, because anybody could pull it up, and every game out there, and the gaming audience is massive. It's a huge slice of the entertainment pie right now, and a big for a certain segment of the audience, occupies a lot of their time.
Yeah,
gamers love gaming.
I mean, it's because of what I like to watch, folks. I'll be honest. I signed up, my first streaming service I signed up for was actually Paramount Plus, because I'm a big Star Trek fan and I wanted to watch Picard. And for my money, my gosh, I understand why, but I mean, if only that show were a broadcast, because I thought it was so well done and so well written, and it was a fantastic, three season series. But then, you know, now I've relented. For all you listeners know, my resentment to the Peacock, but I finally signed up because I want to watch Badger Games. But somebody, Kelly, at some point is going to have this idea to put everything all in one monthly fee and call it cable.
You know, everything new is old again, right, I guess, is right. The way to look at it. The next step is bundling. They're gonna bundle these services and make it easy for people to get them.
It's already starting.
Go ahead,
I know Robert. Disney offers Disney, Hulu, or Disney Plus, Hulu, and I don't remember what else, but they have three or four things in a bundle, and more of those are popping up.
Yeah. It really is.
No question.
So we'll see. If you have a question for Kelly Call, give us a call, 855, pun intended, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. That could be a podcast. You'll give Kelly a call. No, he says no.
I've heard all the bad puns, yeah.
855-752-4842. I'm really interested in this, and I'll speak for yourself about your kind of favorite moment in, or one or two here, maybe not the favorite. I have like a list internally of the best uses of television I've ever seen. One of them was the old VH1 Storytellers with Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, and it was like 50 people in a room and two guitars.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular television. One of the most recent ones, and I'm pretty sure you were involved at CBS before you left, was the Adele special at the Observatory. And my gosh, I think it was James Corden's production company that did that. And I was literally texting people while it was on, saying, you have to turn this on. And then I think you rebroadcast it. And again, I told people to watch it. The filming of it, the sound, I mean, those are moments in television that are experiences.
It was. I was actually privileged to be there for that, and I was kind of sitting in the middle, and you know, the camera position was kind of like over my head, and I kept thinking throughout the show, she was like, you know, going to look at me and say, "Who, get the ugly tall guy out of the out of my shot." I kept thinking I was going to get moved. Thankfully, she never did. She was actually really nervous before that show.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was her first television thing in a long, long time.
I think
right?
so. But yeah. She was said she was, and then the people in the audience gave her just you know, like applause and boost, and said, right. "You know, you're the best. You do it." And yeah. and she, you're right though. It was like just one of those moments in time that just knock your socks off, mm-hmm. and it's like, my God, can this woman sing?
And yes, all of that. But for the viewer living back in Wisconsin, the way it looked and the way it sounded, yeah. I mean, it was just how long did it take to set all that up?
Oh, I'm sure you know, the planning on something like that is, you know, the timetable for that is months, and you know, probably less time on site than you'd mm-hmm. think. But the planning going into it much longer.
Right.
Because they probably want to get it up and you know get it's a huge tourist attraction, so right. they don't want to you know take it away from people for too long.
I've gotten too much into the conversation. Coffee, Zomers, thank you for reminding me. All right, let's do this quickly before the break. Let's go. It's time for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Here we go.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
Time once again for Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Kanye was just jogging by. Saw him just a minute ago. not really. All right, up for grabs this hour, some gold jewelry. Give it away every hour. And then, of course, you'll be entered in for the grand prize. One winner. Here we go. The attorneys are listening. A pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. I have to say it just like that.
Now can I have this in the shot while we're
yes,
doing
I think
this?
You okay. can't have it okay. because we're just, not saying anything. Yeah.
Just check it.
It's a statewide contest, by the way. The word to text right now is, this is a hard one, stadium. Stadium is the word to text. STADIUM. Stadium. Text carefully. The word is stadium. In case you're wondering, if you've never played before, download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS Mornings calls a deal. Well, she says that about the Civic Media or the CBS app, but I'm sure she'd say it about the Civic Media one as well. And you open it up, you'll see all of our lovely stations. You click on the one closest to you, or the top one is Waukesha, Madison, and then you go to text. And you open that up and text the word stadium, STADUM, stadium, the number to the word to text this hour. Come back a little bit more with Kelly Call here live from Hermosa Beach, just down from the Underground Pub in beautiful Los Angeles, California. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Welcome back to beautiful Hermosa Beach in the greater Los Angeles, California area, just down the street from the wonderful Underground Pub, great Wisconsin sports bar here on the West Coast. Visit it when you come out for USC or UCLA games and you want to, it's like Cheers, where everybody knows your name, you feel a little bit like home, go to the Underground Pub. It's a great, great place. I was there last night. Friendly staff, some great locals, and you can see all your favorite Wisconsin sports teams at the Underground Pub here in Hermosa Beach in the greater Los Angeles area. Our guest right now, Kelly Call, producer of Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters once again because of you. The listeners, the viewers, because of you guys going to the movie, it has been extended, and that's the way you keep it in theaters. Keep on going. Keep telling your friends that you can experience this only in theaters right now, and it's being expanded to more theaters this weekend, particularly in Green Bay, Eau Claire, and Rhinelander across the state of Wisconsin. Go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com and also marcustheaters.com to find out where it is playing next to you. If you want to ask a question of Kelly, call and give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kelly, we were talking during the break, and it was fantastically cool that you end up being the president of CBS Entertainment. You started in radio back in good old Burlington, Wisconsin.
WBSD 89.1 FM, yes. One of the biggest high school radio stations, I think, in the country, to be honest. With not just broadcasting to the lunchroom, but I think we had about a 10 or 15 mile range, which was pretty good for a little public station.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, I started when I was a junior in high school at WRCO in Richland Center, our community station at the time. But to have a station in high school, I mean, and your high school have a station, it was a licensed station.
Real station. Yeah, and, legit. We had an advisor by the name of Terry Havel, who's now in the Wisconsin Broadcasters, Hall of Fame. He kind of started this thing, and the students did everything.
Wow.
Production, and like local sponsorships and on air and production. Mm-hmm. Students did everything, and it put quite a few people into the business.
Wow, that's fantastic. By the way, our goal for the gold text to win contest this hour, the word is stadium, S-T-A-D-U-M. Stadium, I-U-M. See, it's I was diagnosed with dyslexia in college, and sometimes when you read, it's just,
Has anybody ever sent in the wrong, spelled it wrong?
Yes, that's why I spell it, because, there's no rigged elections here at Civic Media. The computer chooses the winner, because it's a computer, it only recognizes the correctly spelled entries. So stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M, stadium is the word to text this hour. You could win somebody's going to win gold jewelry this hour, and then everybody is entered in to win those tickets to the Green and Gold in Green Bay on December 23rd against New Orleans. Kelly, I'll let you finally answer the question kind of I asked 10 minutes ago. Favorite couple of TV moments for you in your life, whether it was during your time at CBS or just things that stick in your head, you're like, that's what this genre is about.
The morning we got the ratings for Survivor. Mm-hmm. Will kind of always stick with me. We were in Las Vegas, and we a convention every year for all our affiliates that come in, and we had premiered it the night before. Invited a bunch of the press up to a suite, I think, at the Bellagio, and they watched it, and they were like, "Hey, it's okay." Mm-hmm. But then, I couldn't sleep, and I and head of promotion, we basically found a way to stay up all night in Vegas, which isn't that hard to do. I think I slept for half an hour with my BlackBerry on my chest waiting for the ratings to come in. And then we saw the ratings. And, ABC had put Who Wants to Be a Millionaire up against us. And that was the show at the time, and which means they took us seriously. And we didn't beat it, but we were close. And among younger viewers, we kicked the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And it was like... That was a big momentum changer for CBS, that we could try this new show, launch it successfully, get younger viewers, and then that gave us a piece to play going forward. And then, eventually we moved it to Thursday, where we were finally able to, kind of take on NBC, the must-see lineup.
Right.
And that kind of made CBS a player once again. And that helped spawn CSI and Raymond and Two and a Half Men and all the shows that followed. That was kind of that was the lightning bolt moment.
855-752-4842. Jim from Madison on the line. We appreciate you listening there on WMDX. Jim, what do you got for us?
Sort of pick Kelly's brain a little bit. I mean, you're a person, I'm from Wisconsin myself and worked in media. Now, I know a lot of people who wanted to sort of make the great migration out to L.A. and try to make it. And a lot of people tried, a lot of people didn't go, and some people accepted, a lot of people didn't. I'm just curious, you did it and you made it and went to great heights. How do you think you got to that? Was it just your skill, luck, connections? How did it go?
I'd be the first to say, I'm beyond blessed in what I was able to accomplish. And look, some of it's luck. Some of it's right place, right time. on the other hand, I think I worked very hard and, put myself in the position to get lucky. I loved television and dove in and watched all I could, read all I could. What do they say when it's my dad told me once, if you're doing something you love, it's not really work.
Yeah.
And so I've never felt like, a day in television was work. It was always been fun to me. And I've always felt incredibly fortunate to, dumb kid from Wisconsin has a say on what the country is watching every night. That's still mind blowing to me that I was in that opportunity or had that opportunity. But never took it lightly, and always we always felt the responsibility to put quality programming on every night and feel good about what we put on.
Yeah, and you're a humble guy, but everything I've ever read in any trade paper or anything else, you're just people who you treat people the way you want to be treated and with respect, and I think that is a big part of your legacy in this business and in this town, that you can be successful without being a jerk.
Well, you can, there's plenty of stories about, swimming with sharks and agents and people treating each other poorly. And, I just always felt I'm not going to tell you one thing one day and then call you back the next day and say, no, that's not true. We're canceling your show.
Yeah. Kelly Call, Hermosa Beach Underground Sports Pub. We are back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show live from L.A. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media Radio Network. We are live here just down from the Underground Sports Pub in beautiful Hermosa Beach in the greater Los Angeles area. We are here with Kelly Call, one of the great producers of this great new film and documentary called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, in theaters across Wisconsin, both at Marcus Theaters and now this weekend opening up in select independent theaters near you. And as David Letterman is fond of saying, hopefully one of your theaters has been selected. I'm not going to ask you any stories, but I mean, is he as cool in person or is he just very reserved?
He was a guy, I never got to speak to him. I never spoke to him. I was one of his biggest fans.
Yeah.
And that started in college. I watched everything stop when Letterman came on every night. And then I was kind of excited to go to CBS eventually. He did not speak to a lot of people outside kind of his inner circle. He was very
Wait
reserved.
A minute. You were president of CBS?
Not at that time.
All right.
I got to talk to Stephen Colbert quite a bit. Great guy. And I don't think Letterman was not a great guy.
Right.
It was just he was quiet and came in and did his show.
Fascinating. All right, I could talk about that all night. We won't, because we have more important things in today's real time, which is this great new movie called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. The great music there, and thank you for Mr. Zomers for having the great fingers back at the board in Madison there. Let's talk about this music, Kelly, in this new film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Talk about how it came to be and how it came to be the Femmes there, a local band.
Well, initially, the initial cuts of the film, we had a lot of what they would call needle drop music. So it was, AC/DC and the Go-Go's. And we did have the Violent Femmes in there. And it was like, God, wouldn't it be cool if we could, clear this. What we found out, getting AC/DC is, and we had the Stones. That's very expensive.
Turns out, yeah.
So Don DeBastone, who was our music supervisor, went and did some research on kind of Milwaukee bands and Madison bands of the early 80s. And there was kind of an alt-punk scene going on in Milwaukee with some popular bands. And he sourced some of this music And we heard it. We're like, this is great. And it fits. And it's time appropriate. Mm-hmm. Let's see, bands like the Other Kids, who played My Bar in Madison. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Femmes, Muscle Beach, X-Cleavers, RPMs, Valiants, Shivers, Cimarron. And our end credits are the Lost Marble Band. But, you know, so we were able to get this music, which thematically fit and was saved us a few dollars, obviously. But these bands, or the reps from these bands, were thrilled that we would, you know, come to them and use them for the movie. It took a little more negotiation for the Violent Femmes, but that was a song like that is one of our montages in the middle of the movie that like we couldn't replace. So we had to make a deal with them. But like John Sparrow from the Femmes came to our premiere. We invited some of the bands.
Wow.
And I had just seen them a few months earlier here in LA. So that was a big thrill.
And I think it, for me at least, as a viewer, it just reinforces that authenticity of being a Wisconsin film. Yeah. and connecting that to use music of the state, of the genre.
Yeah, we had some people come up afterwards, and they were like, what, that sounds oddly familiar. Right, what was right. that? And it was like, well, if you were around, you maybe saw one of these bands at a bar somewhere or at Summerfest.
Yeah, absolutely. Zomers, I know you got a couple of these queued up. Play us just 30 seconds or so. What do you got queued up for us here?
This is Let's Get Dumb by Muscle Beach.
All right, fantastic. And we're on a beach, by the way. Here we go.
I think this was after they won like game 5 in the American League Championship Series.
Yeah.
And it just fits, you know.
It's the driving energy.
Yep.
And talk about this a little bit. Not only just in this movie, but as someone who's been in entertainment for so long, like a lot of people, I've gone to like Disney World and you go into where they make the movie experience. You watch the visuals of a film without any sound, and then you put the sound in, and the audio track to any video experience is just enhanced. It's not the same if you don't have good audio.
It's amazing. We did pilots at CBS sometimes, and because you didn't have to clear music, people would put in all this great, as we would say, needle drop music. Mm-hmm. And then you would get to the actual episode of the show, and the music wouldn't be there, and the whole vibe would change. It was like, whoa, what happened to that awesome music?
Yeah.
But like I said, we were fortunate to be able to find these local Milwaukee bands with Don Davis Stone, our music supervisor, and then James Sale wrote a lot of the original music, the music at the end for the parade that, you know, gets your, you know, whatever low string tones those are that just, you know, literally tug at your heartstrings.
Oh, yeah. It's
an amazing job.
It really did. Zomers, well, got queued up here for us to give people a sense of, to get ready to go this weekend to one of the great theaters for just a bit outside.
Give Me Some Action by the RPMs.
Oh, fantastic. Here we go.
This could be our next doc, this early 80s Milwaukee music scene. Like, you can just imagine sitting at Summerfest on one of the stages and listening to these folks.
It's what you've picked out here, what you've weaved into this whole thing. It's just that, for me, it drives the film.
Yeah.
It's the tempo of it that just keeps, because, you know, again, we're not giving anything away that it was just a run-up to the World Series, and these guys had to over... I'd forgotten, really. I mean, I was in middle school at the time. Until I saw this film, I had forgotten they went to Baltimore, and they had... It must win, and then they finally did win, and then they get into the ALCS, must win, and so the music you've selected, one of those songs there, it's just that energy that this team kept driving through 82.
Yep, and some of it's kind of the, I think the release of energy,
right.
when the players would talk about that, the quest, they said a lot of them, they were more nervous in that game 162 against Baltimore. They were more nervous in the ALCS because the quest was to get to the World Series.
Yeah.
That
right,
was the
right,
big thing.
Right.
And they said they were less nervous when they actually got there, more nervous in the lead up to get there.
Because they came up a series or games short against New York the year before.
Yeah. So it was all about getting there.
If you have a question for Kelly, call, give us a ring. It is 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. He was one of the great producers of this new film called Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in Marcus Theaters and now independent theaters across the state of Wisconsin and in northern Illinois as well. 855-752-4842. And don't forget, we're right in the middle of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, a statewide contest, by the way. Our attorneys tell me I have to say that, and it is the word.
It's for everyone in the state.
Thank you. Okay. It is for everyone in the state. The word is stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Text stadium right now. Somebody this hour is going to win gold jewelry, and then everybody will be entered in for a chance to win our grand prize on Friday. That's tomorrow. A pair of indoor club level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Again, the word is stadium. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. Anything more on this, on the music you want to cover and some of the unexpected things that came up in making this film?
I would say, you know, I was really nervous. I loved the music we had. You know, how do you not love AC/DC?
Right,
you know, how do you not love, like, Thunderstruck? You know, it's like nothing ramps you up like that. But then, you know, once we got this other music in, you it almost felt better, oddly enough. Yeah. And so I think that was a happy accident, if you will.
Yeah.
In terms of other things, I just I think it was putting it all together and seeing it for the first time. When you're doing the interviews one by one, quite frankly, you're so deep in it and concentrating that you make sure you get all your questions in and that you don't forget anything, and you're listening so intently to what the players are saying, and wanting to be able to follow up if necessary, that you don't really know what has happened until you go back and watch them. And then specifically when you can piece the pieces together and they have the different takes from the players talking about a moment or a game, and they all have a cohesive memory of it, but each one slightly different. All the guys talking about Vukovic with the blown out shoulder was amazing.
It really was. We had on yesterday Professor Broski from the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. He's done his own documentary. It's in some theaters. He was just in Milwaukee this weekend. He's going to be in the Richland Center Theater next Wednesday. I think we're going to be there for it. It's a documentary called Closure on the closures of these two-year campuses in Wisconsin and at the UW system. And I don't want to drag politics too much into this segment, but he was talking about one of the things that he didn't expect in his film and being in the theater now with viewers, obviously, is, again, a little bit of the interaction. You know, Scott Walker makes an appearance, everybody boos, but this communal experience of seeing it together, and he wasn't really prepared for people to have a visceral or physical reaction to his film once he got it in theaters. And I talk a little bit about, you and Sean touched on this, but you didn't necessarily start out to make what it ended up being.
I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's apocryphal or what, but somebody somewhere said, you know, no terrific documentary ends up where it started. Mm-hmm. And for us, this started as, you know, quite frankly, a collection of drinking stories from Gorman Thomas. Mm-hmm. 2 a.m. in Toronto, 2 a.m. in Cleveland, 2 a.m. in Kansas City. Yeah. Putting pigs in guys' rooms and things like this. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, our first interview was Robin Yount. And, you know, at the end of, I think, 3 hours with Robin Yount.
3 hours. Wow.
We talked about Game 7 and the finality of that just came back and hit him like a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got done. And, by the way, he was incredibly gracious and invited us into his home to do the interview. But then after that, Sean and I looked at each other. We said, well, this just changed.
Yeah.
This movie just took a tack on us that I don't think we were expecting. And the movie's 100% better for it because that's the emotional through line and the emotional punch.
There's a super powerful moment in the film, and I don't want to give anything. I mean, it may have been the last time that Yount spoke or next to it. And there's this super, well, in movie making, I would think, a super long shot where Yount's just sitting there looking at the camera and nobody speaks. What was it like filming that, and who spoke first?
Sean's talked about that, and he said, you know, the key on all these is knowing when not to speak. Mm-hmm. And letting the person, Sean's the director, he's the brains of this outfit, but you know, letting it, the moment, sit with the person, and not letting him off the hook by saying, well, now, all right, tell us about the parade. Letting him sit in it. And I look at Robin Yount's hands when he's saying that, and you can see the pain in his hands, because he's sitting there and he's kind of doing this, and it's extremely powerful. And I don't know who spoke first, but we let it roll for quite a while, and it was very powerful. It's moving. It's every time I watch it, it gets me.
It's just that moment of him. He's just looking into the camera, and nobody says anything, and what he's the words he perceives that with just sink in, and it's a.
He says, "I'll never get over it."
Yeah,
and then he pauses and says, "I'll never get over it." And it's like you couldn't write this.
Right.
You literally couldn't write it.
Powerful movie, great movie, fun movie as well. It's not just, you know, powerful, you know, tears, but Kelly told me before I saw it, he goes, "You're going to cry." I'm like, "Really?" And then, yeah. I mean, the last 10 minutes. And
everybody cries.
Yeah, it does. Because it's so powerful. But you feel uplifted when you leave the theater. And part of it's because it's great music. On the just a bit outside the movie, the story of the 82 Brewers. We'll come back, wrap things up here from Hermosa Beach, just down from the Underground Pub in beautiful Los Angeles, California, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live just down from the Underground Sports Pub here in beautiful Hermosa Beach, California. Kelly, I end every show with this song, Bang Your Drum. And it was one of Craig Ferguson's favorite songs, which for my money, one of the finest evening programs ever on network television. Oh, sorry, I got your mic. Go ahead.
Ah, terrific show.
Yeah.
Interesting guy, terrific show.
Just... the barriers he broke, his unconventional wit. I just thought it was a fantastic show.
Well, he was a non-traditional pick for the show. Craig Kilborn was on the show, and then he left. And I think we had a series of guest hosts. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought it was going to be Drew Carey, who ended up hosting The Price is Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ferguson stuck out. It was really interesting. An unconventional choice, but a good one.
Yeah, great, great program. Coming up at the top of the hour, CBS News Radio or ABC Radio, depending upon the market you are in across the great state of Wisconsin. And then coming up after the news updates at the top of the hour, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6. And later on, then at 6 o'clock, it is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Last night, Pete had on Charo. I'm insanely jealous.
Charo Love Boat Charo?
Yes.
Amazing.
Coochie Coochie Coo.
Amazing.
Right? I thought I didn't have time to listen. I got to go back to the podcast. But, I mean, congrats to Pete. What a get for Pete Schwab. I think that was fantastic.
That's amazing.
Right. It really is. But, look, we're no slouch here. We got Kelly Call, for goodness sake, one of the producers of the great new film, Just a Bit Outside the Movie. You can find it all the locations at marcustheater.com or justabitoutside.com. Kelly, we better talk a little bit about this great game. We are here in large part to cover that. On Saturday, you can hear the Badgers take on USC, the Trojans, in the Coliseum, and you can hear it across our Civic Media radio stations in Richland Center on WRCE, in Amory on WLAK, in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR, and in Racine Kenosha on WRJN. Great stations all. And the great thing about Badger games, unlike the professional sports, we're allowed to stream them, so if one of those stations are not in your market, simply go to the Civic Media app, download it, go to one of those stations, click on it. You can hear Matt LaPay and Mark Towser all afternoon long. Kickoff time around 2:30 in the afternoon back in Wisconsin on CBS Sports.
All right.
How about that?
It all comes together.
All comes together, right?
I got a shout out to Matt and Tauscher, though. Those guys are phenomenal.
All right.
Yeah.
Great guys. I'm one of those who likes to try to sync up the television and then listen to LePay and Tauscher.
Smart. Yeah,
absolutely. So what do you think, Kelly? I'm a big Badger fan. Yeah, I understand why McIntosh thought he had to make the change in the coaching, but my goodness, I'm just a fan. We've had former Badgers like Brady Ewing and others on who actually played the game, and I think there's a concern about some that where's the identity of this team, but what are your takes on it?
I think you got to give this guy some time, and I think Fickell has an idea what he wants to do, and I think the mission was to compete at a higher level and to get into, you know, this new playoff structure. And I think that's why AD McIntosh made the change. And, I think it would be probably a little naive to think that happens overnight. So yeah. I want to believe there is an identity they're going for. And I'm excited and hope we will be competing at a higher level and soon.
You have a connection to the University of Oregon. When you look at a team like that, when you look at, I mean, USC with Lincoln Riley, I mean, do you think that, as a fan of Wisconsin sports for a long time, do you think that Wisconsin can continue in the world of NIL and the portal, that Wisconsin's going to be able to compete?
I mean, I hope so. I think, you know, in a weird way, success breeds success. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they always talk about if we can get a recruit on campus, we have a very good story to tell. We all know how, you know, beautiful the campus is. We know what a great school it is. We know the social environment is amazing. So, you know, look, can we get a few wins under our belt? Can we get a, you know, signature win this weekend with the eyes of the country on us? And then hopefully success builds on success.
Well, I picked this one. Because last year I bought into the hype, Kelly. I bought the hype, and I thought, well, we're going to the playoffs. And, of course, that didn't happen. But I was trying to be more realistic, so I did pick Alabama to win last week. But this was the one that I thought that Wisconsin could come on the road and maybe surprise folks. And so I've got Wisconsin winning by a field goal.
All right.
On Saturday.
I mean, you know, USC had a tough physical game last weekend. Maybe they're a little beat up, and you know, we had a week off, and let's see. Maybe we can come out fresh and punch them in the mouth.
Yeah, we'll see. News last night that I forget the kid's name, the quarterback at UNLV, just in the middle of the season, he says, not middle, but I mean, he says, I'm redshirting, I'm out of here. It seems like we're just going to, like, you know, football, soccer, a Premier League type of thing, where it's just going to be, I don't know.
I'm just an entertainment guy, and nobody gives a, you know, nobody cares what I think, but
I do.
You know, it's to me, I think everybody should be able to transfer once. I think you come in and it's like, all right, this isn't a good fit for me. Okay, who would begrudge somebody that? But I think it's this. Every year you're a free agent, and I'm not sure how that's good for the game, and I'm not sure it's great for the student athletes either.
I'm not sure if you were part of this before you left CBS, but how about CBS getting a lot of the Big Ten now action? That change in coverage of college sports.
It's what broadcast networks need to do to stay relevant, and I think they obviously had one of the premier conferences in the SEC for a long, long, long time. And if their college football coverage wanted to stay relevant, they were going to have to, you know, they lost that affiliation. They were going to have to get back in the game, and they did it in a big way with the Big Ten.
Kelly Call and the great folks at Underground Pub here in Los Angeles, thanks for your hospitality. Thanks for having us out here in Hermosa Beach.
Todd, thank you. You and the show have all been wonderful, and we appreciate the help with the movie. Thank you.
Just a bit outside the movie, the story of the 82 Brewers. See it in theaters now, this weekend at Marcus Theaters and around Wisconsin. Thanks to Zomers back at home and for all you for listening. We'll be from USC tomorrow on campus. See you then. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Let's go play some volleyball.
Let's go.
Texas Stadium.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.